Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's your homeboy, TTB, man. Tone the Bishop, man. Live and direct, SGFR host, you heard me. We just rocking, you know what I'm saying? I ain't did a late night show in a minute, but, you know what I'm saying, it's all good because I got the homegirl coming through. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Jessica Renee Fraser, you know what I'm saying? Female boxers for the, you know what I'm saying, put a mark on the game, you heard me? So we just going to get to it, you know what I'm saying? Just going to do our thing. Peace, queen. What's good with you?
What's up?
What's good?
I'm all right. It's a good night tonight out here in Vegas.
You already know, you know what I'm saying? So this really was cracking, though. So you know what I'm saying? For those that don't know who you are, could you just please tell them, like, you know what I'm saying, who you are, you know what I'm saying, how you got into the boxing game?
Well, for those that don't know me, I'm the best female out there right now, skill-wise. And I got into boxing after I moved up to Washington State. I was from California, and I moved out to Washington in sixth grade, and I got into too much trouble out there in L.A. So when I moved to Washington, boxing was like an alternative, and I was able to channel a lot of my anger. And but I was also talented at it, and that's when I realized I had a God-given gift and just fell in love with the sport.
And that's what's up. So you the best female fighter.
I'm the best.
Out there. That's what's up.
Is they gonna know?
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, like with boxing, you know what I'm saying? It's a very brutal sport, whether people realize it or not. It's real, like, it's a dangerous sport at that. You know what I'm saying? So what are some of the things you learned in boxing so you won't have to go through, you know what I'm saying, some things like other boxers went as far as, like, health-wise?
I mean, there's a lot of things that I learned. I mean, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen people being knocked out the ring. I saw a lot of bad injuries, but I also learned that if you're very skilled, you're not going to go through, more than likely not going to go through everything that everyone else goes through. Me, when I'm sparred, somebody want that work. I don't care if I'm not 100% prepared. I get in the ring. So I just love the sport. So me, I'm like a straight dog. I get in there with no mouthpiece. I don't care. And I'll be all right. Majority of my videos that's on Facebook, matter of fact, even the one with Floyd that was on Showtime, box with no mouthpiece. And I just get in there and do my thing. It's the love for it, though.
Right, that's what's up right there. Wow, no mouthpiece. I need, like, football equipment and all that if I jump up in there. Seriously, though. Because that is dangerous, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's real dangerous right there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, myself. I mean, I box a little bit, but, you know what I'm saying, on that level, but ain't no weight class in the hood, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much, like, you know what I'm saying, how I grew up. But what are some of your fondest moments of, you know what I'm saying, since you've been boxing? Like, what has been your highlight?
My highlights? I guess just experiencing the Junior Olympics was great. It was my first time seeing three rings going at the same time. And, you know, just being there, it was like, it was fighting in front of the biggest crowd ever. And that was just my first experience with nationals. And after that, it was the National PALS, Future Star Championships. So, you know, just the national tournament, I got a lot of experience. I got to see a lot of fighters, especially like East Coast fighters. They came out, did their thing. So you get to see a lot of styles at one time. And those are the times where you learn a lot. And then you can also network. But my best moments, I guess, my journey in Vegas. I got to meet my favorite boxer of all time, and he got to watch me beat the brakes off of somebody, and he gave me the best compliment. He gave me the biggest compliment, and he called me an ace of spades, and that has to be a highlight for me. And also being able to train at his gym and just seeing my favorite boxer, who I just didn't think I was going to meet him, but I get to see him in person, train, and learn from him. And he also he teaches me like small things that I probably should have picked up a long time ago. But it's just funny, you know, hearing a veteran tell you, you know, to change something up, or you know, they just tell you something that you can add to what you already have. So just being around like the greats and everything like that. I'm still creating highlights.
Man, that's what's up right there. You know what I'm saying? So being around, I mean, for those that, you know what I'm saying, haven't been to the, you know what I'm saying, the gym out here, it's something, because everybody and their mama come up in there, but like to be in that doghouse, you know what I'm saying, like, how's it been for you in there? Like, everybody was shocked, like, by your skills and, you know, saying the things you can produce in the ring. Like, What was the reaction when you first got in there?
My first time in there, I got in the ring. Floyd called me out, and I just jumped in there. No mouthpiece. He taped up my gloves, and I know everybody was sizing me up. Not only the person that I was about to box, but everybody around. They was like, "Oh, she's about to get murdered."
Right.
They looking at my little legs, you know. But it was a good feeling because I was glad that they felt that way, you know.
Right.
And I looked back at Big Floyd, and I had done mitts with him one time before I even boxed in the doghouse. So he kind of knew, like, I had potential. So he was, like, more than happy to work my corner. So even Floyd Jr., I believe he underestimated me. And, you know, like, he was taping up my gloves. He told me, "I'm going to tape your gloves up so you don't, one of these laces don't try to hit you in the eye. You don't try to sue me." I said, "Man, look, I ain't here to sue you. I'm here to help you build your empire."
Word.
So he was like, I got to see this. He stayed in the ring the whole time like a ref. And I just, when that bell rung, I didn't know nothing else but to be me. And I shined every round. So it was definitely a good feeling because everybody was looking at me like, "Oh, this poor girl in there, you know, with this much larger fighter." And, you know, that don't really mean nothing when it comes down to it. I was the one that came out on top. So I shined.
Ass was up.
And I like being in the doghouse.
Right. Cause I didn't see it. I ain't gonna say on Nate. I didn't see a couple cats then got slaughtered up in there, you know what I'm saying? So it does happen,
yeah.
You know. You haven't
you definitely
the
gotta be confident. You definitely gotta be confident in yourself. Especially if you come down to somebody else's town, like I just up and left last summer, came to Vegas and decided this is where I'm going to make it happen. I want it here, you know. And so coming into somebody else's territory, it's not an easy feeling. But when you know what you can do, it's just like, whatever, they're going to either hate it in the beginning, but they're going to have to learn to accept it, or they're going to love it. Whatever happens, I know that I'm going to come out here and make noise, and that's exactly what I did. So I love getting in the doghouse. Any opportunity I get, I try to jump up in there.
So that's what's up. So also, rumor has it that you have a fight coming up. Is it this month?
It's actually October 26th in it'll be in Memphis, but I'm trying to find a sooner fight. You know, like a warm-up fight, and most likely I'll be here in Vegas.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Do you know who your opponent is in October?
October is a tournament, a five-day tournament, so whoever pretty much show up to that tournament, it's the Olympic qualifier. So I definitely want to go and fight in that and represent and put on for, you know, women's boxing and contribute.
Right. Showing up. That's what's up. So with you know what I'm saying, being a boxer, and a lot of boxers has came, you know what I'm saying, like Layla Ali, Christy Barton, and a whole other lot of women. So, like, what's going to make you, like, totally different from the things they had accomplished, you know what I'm saying, as far as female boxers is concerned?
I mean, I'm a whole nother type of breed, you know, and I learned a lot watching Layla Ali and watching all the women before me, and they opened the doors and they made it possible for all of us to do it today. So it just makes me want to go harder, you know, especially when I step into the pros. So I'm not going to expose a lot of the things that I'm working on right now, but we have some projects that's going to separate me from all the rest. So when I do step into the pros, then the world is going to see that. So that's just something that I got to show you guys. But I'm definitely bringing something new to the table, and I plan to change the game in women's boxing.
Cool. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to, you know what I'm saying, do your thing and, you know what I'm saying, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just ready to see it. But, you know what I'm saying, speaking of boxers, who are your top 10 boxers?
My top 10?
Top 10.
Okay. Well, my number one, Zab Judah.
Right.
He's definitely number one. And then I definitely have said Muhammad Ali. Floyd Mayweather, of course. Best defensive boxer in the game. Zab is the baddest southpaw in the game. And I learned a lot from him before I even met him.
Right.
Gotta love Mike Tyson. Leila Ali, of course, definitely. If I could separate the men and the women, Leila would be at the top of my female list. And then here I go with the brain freeze. Those are my those are my top five.
Right.
If you're familiar with Leo Randolph.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely makes my count. And Joe Frazier, of course, he was one of the best out there, you know, was during his time. And those are pretty much, I like Sugar Ray Leonard. Those are pretty much the ones that I watch. And then there's not too many people, not too many boxers from this time, you know, that I really look up to. So that's my list. That's my own personal list right there.
Cool.
And then I forgot. Roy Jones. Definitely got to put Roy Jones in there. I can't leave him out. And that's pretty much it. I don't go too far in watching all the old stuff. I'm more of in trying to mix the old with the new and do something different. Those are the fighters that I like to watch. And before a fight, I like to watch Roy Jones highlights, or I'll watch Mayweather highlights, or I'll just watch a full-blown Zab Judah fight, and I like to watch that before I actually go out and get in the ring and do my thing.
Cool. So, shout out to Zab. I think he got a fight coming up. So, shout out to Zab. Yeah, so shout out to Zab. I seen him, actually, he came to the club, you know what I'm saying? Cool dude, respectful, man. Zab always been tight. But you say he's one of the slickest southpaws, right?
Yep.
All right. What do you think about Lara?
I like Lara. I think he's a real skillful boxer, and he's long like me. I like watching boxers that, you know, got that long jab, and they know how to use the ring. I think he's a real smart fighter, but I think he was out his mind when he thought that, you know, he'd be a good matchup for Floyd. You know,
Lara's
the man.
Yeah, yeah. But shout out to Lara, the cool brother, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like a big fan of the Cuban style, you know what I'm saying? The hit and not get hit.
Yeah.
But, you know, but shoot, that he's one of my favorites, though. But Zab, I mean, that's funny you said that, because I was just watching the Zab and Floyd fight. So if Floyd would have never made adjustments, you think Zab would have got him?
I would have liked to see Zab with more wind for that fight.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, I mean, he definitely put on, and always his first 4 to 6 rounds, you know, he'd be cool. And, you know, I mean, it looks like he get a little winded or whatever. But I would have liked to see him with a little more wind, and I think it probably would have made the difference in the fight.
Yeah, most definitely. But this is something that I try to point out to people. I mean, Floyd is he's my dude. But was that a knockdown that Zab put on him? Was that a knockdown, or was it a slip?
Was it a knockdown? You got to go on YouTube.
YouTube. That glove hit the canvas, though.
That glove hit the canvas. I don't care what nobody say. I mean, Floyd, yeah, he on top. He the best. That glove touched that damn camera. Hey, but you know what? Even if they would have count that, Zab was behind the score. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Floyd was already, it didn't matter. You know what I mean? He won that fight hands down, but his glove did touch the canvas.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, it's on YouTube. Y'all can't miss it, but y'all know how Richard Steele was back in the day, but Floyd came on top, but it was a dope fight, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's
right.
going down. But it's fight week. The whole city is crazy right now, you know what I'm saying? It's the last hurrah, you know what I'm saying, for TBE and this and that. So after he retires, you know what I'm saying, goes off into the sunset. So now we're going to have, you know what I'm saying, Jessica Frazier in the mix. So is you going to continue, you know what I'm saying, making it happen for the camp and, you know what I'm saying, setting new things and, you know what I'm saying, going all out for the women's boxing and stuff like that?
I mean, I believe so. I hope so. Just watching him, like, you know, he's a really good businessman and he take care of his fighters. So he always have shows going on and his
right.
fighters stay active. So doesn't matter how many people he manage at one time, all of his fighters stay active. They always have something coming up. So rather he continue to fight or he retire now, I see him still, you know, taking care of his business as far as his other fighters and promoting them and, you know, keeping them active. And so he's helping them build their careers and build themselves up. So I don't see that dying down. If he retires, then he probably would just have more time and maybe have them fight other places other than Vegas and L.A., you know, and branch out more. But he take care of business, definitely. His fighters are always active, and they always winning.
Oh, that's what's up right there. You know what I'm saying? Got to give it up. So, like, what, you know what I'm saying, instead of boxing, like, what is something you do outside of boxing?
Talk about boxing. I don't know. I don't think I could go a day without talking about it. But there's other things I do like. I like to swim. I like to shoot pool. And it doesn't matter whatever I do. I'm real competitive. Even if I play air hockey, I'll be all over that table. I'll make sure you is not about to score. So there's little things I like to do. Arcades is fun. And I like stuff like that because I do have kids. So, or amusement parks. But I don't really get to do too much of what I like. You know, I teach a women's self-defense class, which is pretty much still boxing, because that's all I
right.
teach, because I teach what I know. And it's still boxing, I come down to it.
Right. That's what's up right there, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, you know what I'm saying. So if the women want to attend your classes, like, how can they get in contact with you?
My Facebook is the best way to keep in contact with me. I talk to all my fans. I try to make time for them. I even be playing, I play pool with them online. So when I take time on my day and, you know, whoop a couple of them in pool. But that's the best way to contact me is my Facebook. We're getting the website done now because I got a lot of people in other states that want to join the classes. So I'm trying to make it a way to where I can film and they're able to watch it from home and still be able to pay their membership and things like that. So my Facebook is the best way to contact me for any type of business.
All right, cool. Speaking of competitiveness and this and that, I have yet seen you on the Spades game.
No.
I am calling you out. Because I know you posted up something, you know, saying not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just waiting to see, like, what's
that,
really up.
But somebody, look, I posted that, but everybody keep requesting me on, what is that, on the pool game. So it's like I've really been playing that more. And I haven't found no competition on Spades. You can go on Spades, check my record on there. It doesn't matter if I'm playing with somebody that's good or not. Like, I'm able, after our first hand, I'm able to know if that person always bidding low or high, and then I accommodate for it. I pick up the slack or whatever. So, like, I'm just that good. It's like I play for myself and my partner. It doesn't matter what table I'm at, I win. So you definitely don't want it in that area. You don't want it.
All right. Hey, for those that know, y'all know how cold I am on that board. You heard me. So shout out to all my Spade players. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're going to get it popping. I'm going to record. It don't matter if it's, you know what I'm saying, hands-on or not. I'm going to do my thing, but it's all good. I'm going to let it slide, though. But whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I'm playing right now as I'm talking to you, so it's all good. But we're going to get to it, though, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get to it. So, like, what kind of music you listen to, you know what I'm saying, to get you in the mood, you know what I'm saying, for training or, you know what I'm saying, before the big fight? Like, you know what I'm saying, what gets you in the mood, what you listen to?
Okay, when it comes to training, I listen to a lot of Drake, a whole lot of Drake. I don't know. It just seemed like he been walked in my shoes. When I listen to his music, a lot of stuff I can relate to. And I listen to Rich Gang. It's not too many different people, but I have my select songs and that I like to listen to when I run. If I go run with Floyd Senior, then of course we listen to James Brown. But when I listen to my own music, it's a whole lot of Drake. He pretty much is flooding my playlist and everything right now.
Wow. Shout out to Drake, you know what I'm saying? I just recently started listening to new, you know what I'm saying, since the little thing with him and Meek Mills, just to keep it funky. Like, I've really been listening to dude, so I was kind of anticipating his next little record that he probably finna drop out. So shout out to Drake, you know what I'm saying? So what does your training consist of, like, for those that want to get into boxing? Like, what is your training consist of?
A whole lot of running. I prefer mountain runs. And just because it opened my lungs up so good. A lot of running, a lot of pull-ups, halfway eating right. And I say that because people don't change their eating habits overnight. And I start eating better, like, when I know I have a fight coming up. But, yeah, lots of sparring. You got to get in that ring. You got to – lots of sparring. If I could, I box every day. But I don't be having any women that want to be giving me that work. So there's people that got to fly down to work with me. Otherwise, I'll just work with whoever's in the gym, who's ever willing to get in the ring. A lot of guys, they be focused on their own fights. But there's a lot of guys that still give me work. So a whole lot of sparring, whole lot of bad work, and then I love my pad work. Like, I can't go through a training camp without doing mitts. So that's pretty much basically it. Mixing those up, and you know, working on my footwork and whatever I feel like needs work at the time. That's what the goal will be for that week or for however long until I get it right. So, but it is repetition, and nothing special. I know people think I got a secret or something, but that's pretty much it. It's just repetition. You just gotta stay on it, and you gotta stay grinding.
Feel that. That's what's up. So, wow, it seems like it's a lot, but I mean, you have to be dedicated. You know what I'm saying, to everything. You know what I'm saying. So. Well, those that's out there that's trying to do something like, you know what I'm saying, that physical aspect, you know what I'm saying, you got to stay dedicated, you know what I'm saying, and this and that. So that's
right.
Basically.
You can't keep it.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it happens, but. So, this weekend, fight weekend, you know what I'm saying, is you going to the fight or you're just going to be watching on TV or chilling?
I think, I might throw a fight party.
Okay.
So I do want to go, but then I got people flying in town too.
Right.
And then I feel bad if I can't get them in, and I'll be getting tickets from somebody. So there's no guarantee of how much this man is gonna give me for this fight. So I might just play it safe and do a fight party and make some money.
That's so dope.
That sounds good to me.
That's what's up right there. But, you know what I'm saying, hopefully the after party, you have the club You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all come down to Omni. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, somebody from the camp come through, say what up, you know what I'm saying, scream at the kid, but it's all good. So make sure y'all go get the fight. It's the last hurrah, and he's going to be doing his thing. So, you know, so how do you see the fight going, though?
I see Floyd really fighting like it's his last. And we already know who the winner is. That ain't no mystery. It's, you know, and I'm just looking like, I already know he's going to win. I just want to know how he's going to do it, if he's going to go ahead and go, you know, end it early. You know, it's all up to him. I guess on how he's feeling that night. If he want to go in there and you know, end it early, or if he want to go and you know, go all the rounds. I guess it's really up to Floyd. So I don't really know, but I already know he already won. I seen him personally training for this fight, and
exactly.
That man is gifted. Nobody work harder than him. Nobody.
Right. Because he's been dropping cats in training. I, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, whoa. we'll
yeah,
see what happens.
He's folding people.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, wow. But it's all good, though. But most definitely, though, over here, we're going to support you. You know what I'm saying? And we're always going to ride with you and make sure. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see you at the top. You know what I'm saying? And doing your thing, and you know, so I just want to say God bless and all that good stuff. So, like, anything you want to say, any shout outs, or you know, what I'm saying, or shout out your social media and stuff so folks can holler at you.
Well, I appreciate that. Definitely got to give a shout out to Floyd Mayweather Jr., and you know, I don't have to say good luck at no fight or nothing, I don't have to say none of that, but definitely, seeing the fighter in me and pretty much giving me the opportunity and, you know, putting my name out there and allowing me to utilize his gym, train, and do what I need to do to go to the next level. So, you know, big ups to Floyd for that. You know, he don't have to do all of that, and he does. So, you know, other than that, no. Middle finger to everybody who doubted me before I even came up out here. I told people,
right.
I told a select few, like my sister or, you know, a couple other people. But it didn't matter whether they believed what I was, you know, going to do out here. I just know that I came to Vegas I had a mission, and now everybody's starting to see the fruits of my labor. So,
right.
Nah, ain't no more shout-outs. My mama, she get a shout-out. And she my number one fan, and she always there when I need her, and she watches my account for me. So shout out to my mom for watching my books, and that's about it. Facebook Jessica Renee Frazier for anybody that want to get in contact with me, and that's the best way to contact me. Other than that, you know, thank you for having me.
No problem, no problem at all. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for coming through. Because actually, you was the first boxer I ever had on the show.
Really?
You know, you're the first boxer, actually, that I ever had on the show. You know what I'm saying? So
I feel honored.
We just made history, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Just made it, but bust the moves. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. But when the next time you going to be in the gym?
I'm going to start my camp right back up after Floyd is done with his training camp after his fight. So that's when I'll be back in, you know, full time. Right now I'm doing my training outside the gym. I came in when they had open doghouse day because I thought somebody was going to give me some work.
Right.
So I was there literally all day from 3 to midnight watching people get slaughtered. So, But, yeah, after his fight, I'll be back.
All right, then. Cool. Let me know so I can come down there and support and do the thing, though. But so shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. The show will be back up all running all night. And then tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, I got the homies from the South, you know what I'm saying, Ghetto Mafia coming through. And I got EDI Meme from the Outlaws coming through to talk about his new work. And I got some other crazy surprises that I got going on. But support Jessica, you know what I'm saying, the whole camp. And God bless, man. We out. You dig?
I appreciate it.
In the flight. We're not familiar with the feeling. It's not so long. Can't even conceal it.
Who the f to stop us?
Who the f will stop us?
They're calling up the cops.
Call them.
They're calling up the shooters.
I don't give a f.
Homie, that's a handgun.
Stop shooting that loot.
Maybe calling up the chop.
Calling up the chop.
Brody, that's a handgun.